Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Chris Post and Monroe Parker. And today we're talking about Caroli Park in West Monroe. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, let me start with you, Chris. You're the department head for the city of West Monroe, director of events and facilities, and one of your places in the parks is Caroli Park. You've got a big event coming up.
That's right, we do. Caroli Park has been a staple in West Monroe for the past 100 years, and we are celebrating the 100th birthday of Caroli Park. It was established in 1925, roughly around the same day that we're celebrating, which is tomorrow, October 18th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Caroli Park.
Now, you brought Monroe Parker with you today, and Monroe was the former director of Caroli Park, but you're pretty much like the park historian, right?
Yes, I am. I took over Caroli at the purchase of it was in 1996, and I took over in January of 97, and we developed most of the trails and things, kept it natural like what the scouts had during that period of time. The police tree operated it for the first 10 years before it was transferred over to the city of West Monroe.
All right. I've been here my whole life. I just thought there was some guy named Mr. Caroli, and Mr. Caroli just gave away some land or something to the city, and that's Caroli Park. That's not where it comes from, right? There's not a Mr. Caroli?
No, there isn't. Originally, the Ouachita Valley Boy Scouts needed an area for scouting, and what happened was 40 men got together from the Kiwanis Club, the Rotary Club, and the Lions Club, and put up $100 and bought the area that is known as Caroli Park now.
And so where did the name come from? It's not a Mr. Caroli.
No, it's the first two letters of each organization, like the Kiwanis would be KI, the Rotary would be RO, and Lions and everything would be LI. So that's how you have Caroli.
Very cool. And the whole area's developed, Caroli School and Caroli Road and all of that. Chris, let me ask you about this big celebration coming up tomorrow. You've got a lot of things dealing with the history of the park, but you've got a lot of fun things, food, vendors. Tell me what's going to be happening.
That's right. Again, tomorrow on the 18th of October from 11 until 2, we will have a series of events that will take place at Caroli Park. Get there early if you can. We expect a large crowd. Parking is always interesting, but we are looking for a large crowd. 11 a.m. is the opening ceremony at the bandstand, which is when you come into the park, immediately to the right, you're going to see the bandstand, all the vendors, and so forth. Soon after the opening ceremonies, there will be a 4-H pet parade in front of the bandstand. Monroe Parker, who is here with me, he has graciously offered to give an oral history of Caroli Park, and he'll have two sessions, one at 11:30 and one at 12:30 p.m. That will be located near probably a location we'll talk about a little later, the scout cabins that are very historic to the park. He'll be located there giving an oral history. There'll be performances by Linda Lavender School of Dance. There will also be a very special presentation at the newly renovated amphitheater, which is sitting right there on the pond.
You've got some accessibility stuff going on, right?
We do. Well, let me finish here real quick with the schedule of events. We also have another performance. The Louisiana Lunachicks will perform, and then we'll also do a birthday celebration at 1:30. There will also be a ton of activities for the kids. There will be food trucks, the artisan and snack vendors. Again, I mentioned the oral history that Monroe will do. There'll be jumpers for kids. The LSU Ag Center will be there with activities. We'll have something called the Bayou Bubble Truck. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will be there doing demonstrations and so forth. And, of course, the Boy Scouts, they'll have a huge part in this event, and they'll be actually camping overnight, and we'll be there doing demonstrations. So a lot going on.
Monroe, take me in a couple of minutes here. Take me through the history of the park.
The park was, like I said, was born in October of 1925. And their first year that they had out there, they basically lived in army tents, and they roughed it out. During the Great Flood of 1927, most of the structures, the old structures you see out there, was built because Caroli Park was the evacuation center. The dining hall was built in 27 and added on to years and years ago. But the two cabins that we're talking about was built in 1927. There was originally four, but there's only two of them left. And what those were used for was the National Guard, the Sheriff's Office, and also the health and fitness of the health department out there, making sure everyone was vaccinated out there. And we tried to, in the 10 years I was there, to keep it as much as possible as natural under the Bureau of Outdoor Recreation grant, which Chris and them is still using to this day.
It's also got some good fishing there, too.
It does. It's stocked regularly throughout the year. So, yes.
The event's coming up on a Saturday now. We might have a little weather threatening. Is there a rain plan, or does things just move in? What happens?
We have kept a very close eye on the weather, and we're confident that we'll have great weather from 11 until 2. It looks like the weather may move in later in the evening, so we feel confident.
We're speaking with Monroe Parker and Chris Post today on Lanyap. Again, the big event coming up tomorrow, 11 to 2, Caroli Park's 100th birthday celebration. Monroe and Chris, for folks to find out more about the park, what's going on, and maybe to follow along with the history of the park, where do they go?
Well, you can certainly find out all the latest information through Facebook. That's probably our most robust location for information, West Monroe Parks and Recreation on Facebook.
And for history, you can go to I Remember Camp Caroli. That's on Facebook, too, and it lists a lot of things that we were able to save over the years.
And if you got cool pictures and stuff, send them to you, right?
Cool pictures, yes. Anything that you have, we add to it.
Call us and find out more at kedm.org.